Pressure-free vehicle purchasing experience. We are locally owned and our friendly, knowledgeable staff will greet you with a smile and get you in the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and budget. Plus, we will give you Sweet Granada treat for the ride home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
KVOE Live and local. Good morning, 828 sunshine and 36 degrees. And welcome once again to What's in Outdoors on KVOE, hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. What's in Outdoors is brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and that exceptional crew will take great care of you. And our good friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. Enough said there. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. And from, the banks of Council Grove Lake, in one of his many studios, we say good morning to Phil Totten. Phil, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing good today. Sun is shining.
Well, it was before I started the radio show. The term March Madness just doesn't apply to basketball, Ron. This weather has really been something.
Yeah, up and down, you just never know, do you? But this weekend looks good, Phil.
I appreciate that. Last evening, I was out on Studio South in the sunshine, and I looked at my Bluebird thermometer and registered 50 degrees. So I'll tell you, if I am optimistic, let the good times roll.
Let them roll, Phil.
Tell you, Ron, at the field trial last Sunday there in Slidre, I met an old friend, Ed Holland. And, like in last week's show, I can't say enough about participating in field trials, fishing tournaments, or joining conservation organizations such as Pheasants Forever, Quail and Upland Wildlife Federation, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and Ducks Unlimited, or the Turkey Foundation. I tell you, there's something out there for everybody, and these groups do so much for conservation, and the things they do are really helping to keep the heritage and traditions of the great outdoors alive. And the people you meet are just unbelievable. Many years ago, I don't remember how long it has been, I met Ed Holland, and I asked Ed to join us on the show this morning to tell us of his work with Pheasants Forever and the youth events he is hosting at Remington Ranch near Independence, Kansas. So, good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Phil. How are you, buddy? It's great to see you last week. It's been too long.
Well, I just can't believe how good you're getting along, and I want you to tell our listeners just what you're doing these days to keep going on like you're doing. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where do you live, and when did you get your first bird dog, Ed?
Well, that's a lot of questions there. I'll do my best. I'm recording. I'm into Lifetime Fitness in Overland Park, which is in Kansas City. Just finished my workout. I do that 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, usually from 7 a.m. to 9. So, but I got to keep, as you know, I got new hips and new knees and new shoulder and all kinds of surgeries. And an old man needs to be active and get after it every single day so I can be in the fields on the weekends doing my dog trials. So I'm proud of myself in that I can, because I'll be 69 here in July, and I want to be able to compete effectively against these younger bucks. So at least 75 or so is my plan. But you got to have your legs underneath you if you're going to be able to compete and walk in the woods for a couple hours every day. You asked about my first bird dog. I'm a K-Stater, graduating in 75, and bought my first bird dog when I was in college. Actually, I played rugby at K-State, and all my rugby buddies, they said, Ed, let's go hunting. And I didn't know anything about hunting. You know, we were near Tuttle Creek and great quail and pheasant country out there, and I didn't even realize how good it was back then. But they said, I grew up in Overland Park, and I was a city boy, and I knew nothing about hunting, didn't have a gun, so I did not go with them. And then finally, my senior year, they said, Ed, you got to go. So I went, and I got hooked. I got hooked on the outdoors. I bought my first bird dog. You won't believe this. It was an Irish setter. His name was Watson. And I was dating my current wife of 45 years back in K-State. And this was really her dog. But he turned out to be a pretty good little bird dog. You know, the Irish setters are all show dogs now. You know, at least I don't see them anywhere out in the fields. But my first bird dog was an Irish setter named Watson. They were just awesome. But getting hooked on hunting, and I've always loved to fish, but the hunting part of it, quail and pheasant, was my strong suit. And, you know, once I got Watson, then when he died, I got another dog. And at one point, for most of my career, I've had a kennel that would house 7 bird dogs. And I've competed in, like right now, I'm one of the founders of Bird Hunters United. They're out of the Independence, Kansas. It's one of these, we're in 7 states, and there's Bird Hunters United, there's UFTA, there's BDC, there's NUX, and I try to dabble a little bit in most of them, but my heart right now is with Bird Dog, or BHU, Bird Hunters United. Mark Farrell is the president of it. He's out of Independence, which is also where the Remington Ranch is, and that's where I do a number of my Pheasants Forever events. I host 3 events a year for Pheasants Forever. 2 of them are fundraisers that help fund our Pheasants Forever Youth Outdoor Experience, which is going to be May 7th of this year at the Remington Ranch in Independence, Kansas. That's an event that we'll have about 50 kids, and if anybody who's listening wants to come and bring their kids, anywhere from about 9 or 10 up to 17 or 18, it's a free day for the kids to try to get them. You know, Phil, you and I were talking over the weekend. You know, the kids these days, it just seems like, you know, social media, and they're on their phones, and they're playing games, and they're all inside. They're sitting on the couch, and we need to somehow try to encourage them to get them outside and enjoy God's beautiful earth that he's given us. And this is one day that we do, and I raise enough money so we can have about 50 kids and their parents spend a day in the woods free. And we have 6 different stations. We shoot archery. John Francis, I think you know from Powder Creek up here in Kansas City. He's going to come and do some demonstration with clay targets and also work with the kids all day. We're going to shoot BB guns. We're going to shoot .22 caliber rifles. We get to fish, and we're going to shoot some pellet guns. And I got professional instructors at these stations. And they have a free barbecue lunch. We're going to give away a Henry Golden Boy .22 long rifle. Just a great day for these kids. We've done, this is our third one, and it's grown each year, and it probably will grow again this year. So that's some of the things I'm doing. If that answers some of those questions, I hope.
Yes, sir, Ed. You know, last night in our conversation and before the show, we were also talking about growing up in an outdoor environment, and you told me about your grandpa's land. Is that around Bursiris? And hit on that story a little bit more, Ed. And I can't believe growing up with a grandpa in that neck of the woods, you weren't involved with hunting before you went to K-State. Just where did you learn about rugby?
Well, I was always a sports guy. I played football, baseball, basketball, wrestling, track, just whatever game I could see that I was playing some kind of sports, because I just love sports. But, you know, I was born on the farm. It's 160 acres out in Bursiris, Kansas. But I was only lived there for about a year at a little bitty cabin. There were 3 kids and mom and dad and 1 bath and 1 bedroom. And we moved to Overland Park. So the majority of my life, I grew up in town in Overland Park, you know, right in the middle of the city, and was not exposed to really any outdoor activities other than fishing. And so I went to Rockridge High School, played football and played ball there. And then when I got to K-State, we were just a bunch of dumb football players. And some guy said, hey, there's a rugby. And I knew nothing about rugby. So ended up playing 4 years of rugby at K-State, and actually scored the first try in K-State history, which is similar to a touchdown in football. So we had a real good team, because it was a club side, so we got to hook up with Fort Riley and the Army. So it was called KSUFR, KSU Fort Riley, Kansas State University Fort Riley. But some of my dearest friends today are rugby players, and these guys all hunted. They you know, were from rural towns around Kansas, and asked me to go, and I finally did, and boy, it's a passion like you wouldn't believe right now. Well,
I mean, what years were you at K-State, and did you ever venture over to Milford?
I was at K-State from 71 to graduated 75. I never went to Milford. We went to Tuttle Creek maybe once or twice. You know, playing sports, because rugby you play year-round, and really didn't have a whole lot of extra time other than taking 15, 17 hours a semester. And so going to school, but finally my senior year, when I didn't have as many classes, I didn't even get a gun Phil until I was 23 years old, and I was a senior at, or 22 years old, and I was a senior at K-State. My dad bought me a shotgun for my Christmas present, and that's when I started hunting.
Well, Ed, what do you think about the opportunities kids have these days in participating in a sporting clays team in their high schools?
You know, I shoot quite a bit out of Powder Creek, and there's a number of high school kids that shoot trap and also skeet out there. And, you know, back in my day, those opportunities were not there, but there's quite a few. I was shocked at how many high schools and universities that have trap and sporting clay teams and skeet teams, and they travel all over the country. I've had the pleasure of meeting her name's Emerson out at Powder Creek, and she's a sophomore now at K-State, but I met her when she was in high school, and she is a top-flight shooter. These kids, and they, it just makes my heart sing when I see these kids out there doing these things in the outdoors that I really didn't have an opportunity to do that other than do a little bit of fishing, because I was a city boy. You know, I just played in town, you played sports, but I really didn't get to use the outdoors like I am to this day. But you had asked about these, you know, the opportunities for these kids to get outside. I was introduced to Eric Brown. He runs an organization called Outdoor Mentors, and they're out of Wichita, Kansas. And I don't have his number on me, but his name's Eric Brown, and you can Google Outdoor Mentors. And I've never met a guy other than you, Phil, that promotes youth and outdoors and conservation and habitat improvement and you know, all these youth events. But this Eric Brown is some kind of guy. He sent me three kids a week ago up to Quail Creek and three kids, and I guided them for, we put out, I think, 15 quail for them. And these three kids, one came from Manhattan, one came from Wichita, and one came from Emporia. And we just had a ball. And these kids are so respectful. Their parents came with them. We were in the field together. We would only let one shoot at a time. So it was a very safe environment for these kids. But it's getting them the opportunity to learn, you know, the right way to hunt, the right way to be, to handle a gun, to be respectful of the land and animals. And what they're doing with Outdoor Mentors is just incredible. So.
Well, Ed, if you can stay with us, I need to go to our first break. And then when you come back, I want to talk about what you got going on down at Remington Ranch April 9th and 10th, and also the scholarships that your organization is offering. So, Ron, let's take a break.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. It's 8:40. We're back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Get your yard and garden spring ready with great savings at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. If it's time to retire that old tiller, Bluestem has just the deals you need on Troy-built tillers to tackle the job. You'll save big on lawn care products from Scotts, Roundup, and Ortho. Find everything you need from sprayers and pruners to seeders and hoses. They've been helping bring your lawn back to life for over 60 years at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning on a Friday. It is 8:41, 38 degrees. This is What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Taunton. Phil, back to you, sir.
Well, Ron, I tell you, just as we started the show, the clouds come, and now we're getting some rain. But we do need some rain. The reservoir now is up a foot, but the city lake is still 5 bricks low. I need to go out and measure a brick before I'm going to tell you. But we are up a brick. Listeners, we are talking to Ed Holland. Ed does some fantastic work with the kids. And this part of the show, I want to talk about a program he has going on down at Remington Ranch on April 9th and 10th. and also some scholarships that his organization is offering kids. So, Ed, what can you tell us about your event on April 9th and 10th?
Okay. This is Pheasants Forever. It actually started about 11, this is my 11th year of doing it this year, but when Pheasant Fest was in Kansas City, I was on the National Board of Directors at the time, and they came to me and they said, Ed, you're a field trial guy, and you know a lot of bird hunters and guys with dogs, and why don't you put on a field trial? So that right prior to the Pheasant Fest, I put on the first annual. We called it back then Pheasants Forever, a National Bird Dog Classic. And now this is my 11th year of doing it. And basically, it's Bird Hunters United. It's a sanctioned Bird Hunters United state championship event, which simply means that you can get triple your points if you're really active in this organization. But we have eight different organizations, eight different divisions rather. And this, I designed this field trial really for the amateur, the women, the kids, the boys, the girls, the professionals. So we have eight different divisions. So we have a youth event, which is the pointing and flushing, so they can enter either one. Then we have another division for the ladies, and that would be pointing and flushing. Then we have amateur pointing and flushing and open pointing and flushing. Those are big, for the big guys and gals that have really good dogs. So you're competing with dogs that are similar in caliber of quality of dog and experience. But we're given it. So I have eight different divisions that way, and this is April 9th and 10th. It's a Saturday, Sunday. And I would encourage any youth that might want to, you know, dip their toe in the waters of a field trial, this would be a good one to do it, because a mentor can walk into the field with them, you know, during their trial. But BHU, these field trials, it's about an 8-acre field, and we put three truck around the field, and you start the clock when you get into the field. So there's a judge, a handler, and your bird dog. And all the handler knows there's three birds out in this 8 acres. So they get, they start the clock, and dog goes on point. You harvest the chucker, you get the retrieve, and you move to the next bird. And when you stop the clock, when you get your third bird in your hand. So it's basically three birds, point, shoot, retrieve, move on to the next bird. And we're giving away eight guns. So each champion of each division gets a nice Golden Boy 22 rifle. And then third or second and third place are giving away real nice trophies. And we have a nice banquet that Saturday night. And it's an awards banquet, because the women's and youth will only be on Saturday. So all those guns and trophies will be given away Saturday night at the banquet at the Independence Country Club, which is a great venue for us, because they've got great food and great service. And it's large enough, because we'll have probably close to 100 people at our banquet. But the kids love it. This is a fundraising arm for an event that we're putting on May 7th. And that one is called Pheasants Forever Youth Outdoor Experience. And I alluded to it a little bit earlier in the show, but this is an event that we put on at the Remington Ranch. Again, trying to encourage kids and parents to come down. It's an all-day event on Saturday, May 7th, and it's free to the kids and the family. And we've got six stations down there that BBs and 22s and archery and fishing and free barbecue. But we're going to give away five youth Kansas hunting fishing licenses with drawings for these kids. And then I'm also giving another Golden Boy 22 rifle as well. So this Bird Dog Classic that we're doing on April 9th and 10th, I'm raising money now so we'll have enough money to not only do the event on May 7th for the Kids Youth Outdoor Experience, but also on the awards banquet on April 9th at the Country Club, I will be giving away two $1,000 educational scholarships for these kids. And the kids between 11 and 18, you have to fill out an application, because This will be our second year. First year, I just picked two kids from BHU World and gave them $1,000 each. What I do is I buy, whoever wins it, I buy a $1,000 CD that's in a bank. It's got my name and the youth name on it. And then when they go to college, This is an educational scholarship. This is not a scholar. It's not $1,000 just to go burn while you're in school. But it's not only, it doesn't have to be a four-year college. It could be a K-State or a KU. It doesn't have to be a junior college. This could be a tech school or a trade school that these kids could go that don't necessarily want to go to college, but if they want to go to trade school, as long as they're using this money to educate themselves and to make them a better person, not only professionally, but personally. And I'll tell you, we've been getting some applications. Phil, it warms my heart on how hard these kids are working and how much the outdoors really means to them. And it's called the Vern L. Austin Education Scholarship Award. And Vern Austin, he was a paraplegic out of Arkansas. And he and his wife, Judy, would host the Arkansas State Championships at their farm. And he died a couple of years ago, unfortunately, and he had a form of MS, and he was a paraplegic, and his wife, Judy, cared for him. And but he was a gentleman that was, you're talking about a true hardcore hunter, loved the woods, loved nature, loved youth, loved to try to get kids out into the youth, and he sponsored some youth events on his farm years ago. So I'm kind of trying to continue his legacy through a couple of scholarships for these kids that they can further their education. And just trying to be like Vern Austin, because he's my mentor and my hero. And so we want to do something in his honor and just to leave a legacy for what he has done for these kids to get them out in the outdoors and enjoy the beautiful woods. But those are the two events that are coming up that I'm very excited about. If people want to get involved with either one of them, you can go to the BHU website, Bird Hunters United website, and it's called the Bird Dog Classic, and my name and Ed Holland and my phone number, my email. You can go on there and just email me if you want to be involved with either one of these events. And particularly, I'm trying to get the word out that I've got these two $1,000 scholarships. So anybody that enjoys the outdoors can send this, fill out this application, and they can reach me at edwinholland25@gmail.com, or they can call me at 816-810-9535, and they could get a hold of me, and we can get the information sent out to them. But I do have more room for the Youth Outdoor Experience on May 7th. We're going to take up to about 50, maybe 55 kids, because we really can't take more than that. We're about halfway there. And then for the Bird Dog Classic, that's also at the Remington Ranch, we're getting pretty full there too. But I do have some youth openings for the Flushing and the Pointing Division. So these are just two events that Jeremy Appleby, he also lives in Independence. He's my logistics guy. He's my right-hand guy. Without him, I could not even imagine putting on these two events, because they're very time-consuming, as you can imagine. When you get involved with youth and putting on different events, you get pulled in lots of different directions. But we're giving back to the kids and trying to help them out and make them young adults.
Well, Ed, I can't let you get off the show without you telling me about when did you get started growing those prize-winning roses.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a pet. Something about Ed Holland, I will tell you, Phil, that if I do it, I do it. I don't do it halfway. I'm all in if I'm going to do it. So, but I was in the restaurant business for 45 years, and I had a restaurant called EBT Restaurant. And in 86, we opened in 79, but in 86, I went to a nursery here in Overland Park called Family Tree, and I saw this rose bush, and it was called Yellow Doll, and I bought the bush and planted it, and that night I had the night shift on Saturday night dinner shift. I always wore a suit, so I wore this Yellow Doll as a lapel rose on my lapel, and I had a lot of customers comment about it. And so one bush went to two, and so I wore a rose on my lapel. I wore a suit for probably 40 years of my career, and I would always have a rose on my lapel. So they call me the Rose Man. But in my restaurant, I would walk around and I'd give away roses to all the lady customers or the guys too, and every table had a hybrid tea or a floribund or a grand flor rose on the table. And then I started to compete. I had my first competition, the Kansas City Rose Society, the first Saturday of June at Moose Park in Kansas City is the Rose Show, and I started competing, and we won King of the Show one that year, and also Queen of the Show in a different division with my children. My children are the ones that actually won the prizes. But, you know, one rose went to 5 to 10, and I eventually had 175 roses that I had in my garden. And to this day, I give away, and I'm not kidding, Phil, about 5,000 roses a year, the summer. I put, you know, I go to the grocery store when I go to Lifetime Fitness every day. I always have to carry roses and give them to all the people at Lifetime Fitness. Like when I go to the bank, they get them. When I go to the Price Shopper, they get roses. So I have a cooler in my car or my truck full of roses. I just give them away. But it's kind of like bird dogs. If you put a lot of energy into them, you put a lot of work into them, they're very rewarding, and you can have a championship bird dog. But if you put your work and your energy into roses with fertilizing and get it spraying for black spot mildew, fungus, spider mites, these Japanese beetles are killers. But if you do the work up front and do all the fertilizing and give them plenty of nourishment, then you have absolutely gorgeous roses. So I compete in the Kansas City Rose Show, and also compete in the State Rose Championship down at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia in August. And I must admit, I've had some pretty good luck. But roses and bird dogs are kind of my two passions, and I love shooting and love working with kids in the outdoors and kind of helping them hopefully have a life similar to me, because I've been very blessed. Not only blessed with a beautiful wife and family, but blessed with great bird dogs, great roses, and a great life. But if you want to mentor people and give back to these kids and the community, it makes your life a whole lot more fulfilling, and that's what I try to do.
Well, Ed, we really appreciate you, and I tell you, the world needs more Ed Hollins. I can't say enough for you. So hopefully I can make it down to one of your events. I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and thanks for what you do, Ed.
Well, I appreciate it, Phil. It was great to see you last week, and I'll probably be playing a little more NASTRA coming up in the next few years, and if you're judging, I'll see you on the road.
All right.
But I would like, Ron, if you could come down to that youth event, Phil, on May 7th, you'll see a pretty cool event. I could promise you that.
All righty. So, I hope anybody we'll be there, Ed.
Okay, Phil, if anybody wants to, just call Ed Holland. I'll be happy to help him.
All righty. Well, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll wrap up this edition of What's in Outdoors.
You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors, KVOE. Good morning. It's 8:55.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Time to get growing. Lots of work to do, but it sure is easier if you have the right stuff. You can get everything you need for your yard and garden at Bluestem. Hand tools like rakes and shovels, spreaders, seeders, and hoes, or get the power you need with a new tiller from Troy-Bilt. Don't forget the weed and bug killer, fertilizers, and grass seed. If you want to grow it or keep it from growing, Bluestem's got it at prices you'll like. That's Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 8:56. What's in Outdoors? Phil's going to put a wrap on things here from Council Grove Lake. Phil, a good interview there.
I tell you, Ed is really active. Yeah. And the things he's gone through to work out 5 days a week at the gym from 7 to 9, I can only marvel at his true grit. Rhonda, rumor has it the sheriff's coming home from New Mexico this Saturday.
Uh-oh.
She's been caring for a friend who was injured in a fall and who will be going through quite a bit of therapy, too. So Leanne, you hang in there, and you can do it, girl. And with the sheriff, I hear there's a new diet coming home with him. So, I'm supposed to try it, so Ron will need to stay tuned for the rest of that story, I guess.
All right. Yeah, I'll be interested to hear how that goes.
And we do have Easter coming up on April 17th. And during my fishing career, Ron, I've caught two of my personal best fish during our Easter vacations down here at the lake. And it just dawned on me several years ago that that could have been one of any 5 weeks. So you just can't go by Easter. But fishing is going to be getting good. I have some good news from the marina that we possibly might have our water turned on this Saturday.
Ooh, okay.
So with that in mind, we'll have bait for the fishermen to come in and the minnows. So things should really start and open up with that sunshine and warmer weather. All the things that Ed mentioned are on our Facebook page, my Facebook page, and also on the Watson Outdoors webpage that Aaron keeps up with the radio. And I do want to thank the St. Pat's Committee for what they've done for Watson Outdoors. And we did just receive a new grant from the Earl and Eloise Sauter Youth Foundation so we can keep doing our things that we do around here to get youth and families outside. In closing, Ron, the 19th annual youth turkey hunt here at Council Grove can need some new hunters, so we need to get registered for that. That's also on the Watson Outdoors page. The deadline is March 29th. And I talked with Brent, if we don't get any more youth involved, he might need to cancel that event. So, Ron, let the good times roll, let the sun come out, and let the flowers start blooming.
All right.
Earth, and roses, how can you beat it?
Good job. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, Friday mornings right here, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near that water tower. Supporters of What's in Outdoors, all the fine work that Phil Totten does. Great programs every Friday. And as Phil mentioned, log on to KVOE.com, click on the Community tab, and then you'll find the What's in Outdoors page right there. It's 8:58.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked about a response.